I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. We've entered into the one-month time zone for the legislature to get something done regarding extending the Affordable Care Act subsidies before people actually have to start paying more, or even in the world of Never Never Land, getting a new health care package. And a good number of legislators are coming out saying the chance of a bipartisan breakthrough is not good at all, as well as what seems to be the January 30th deadline to avert another government shutdown. Are they actually working on something, or do we truly believe that we have a broken legislature and maybe even a broken system? Let's go through it. So while there's a month before the subsidies do run out, at the time the shutdown ended, senators set a deadline for a vote in the second week of December on subsidy extension. Most say chances of a bipartisan breakthrough are roughly zero. Apparently, there's no clear momentum for any plan that would prevent a lapse in those credits. Estimates are insurance premiums will significantly rise for about 20 million Americans. What is our representative's response? Well, they're trading ideas, and maybe hoping that President Trump will come riding in on his white horse saying he has the answer, an 11th-hour framework for an extension. Now, there are reports that the president did have a framework back during the shutdown, but that Senate Republicans shot it down at that point. So overtures are being made. GOP Senator Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski do back subsidy extensions, but in the GOP conference, there doesn't seem to have, well, an appetite for it, and that doesn't say anything about the House, which has been even more hardcore. Murkowski says there are bipartisan talks underway, but tells Politico the calendar is not necessarily our friend right now. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says of the potential vote, he will see what the Democrats put up as a side-by-side to whatever the GOP wants to put up. Thune says he's doubtful either will get the 60 votes needed to get it done. But the most optimistic thing that could come out of even that comment is they could find some lane where they could come together. As for Democrats, well, it looks as if they are looking to introduce a bill either offering what they call a clean extension of ACA subsidies or an extension paired with a GOP idea of eligibility restrictions. That could be seen as a first step towards saying, hey, folks, let's get serious about this. Publicly, the president has been sitting this out so far, but there are reports he has ideas, and we'll have to see if he will break them out. He certainly will need GOP consensus rather than have the continuing theme running publicly that he is losing, if not the trust, certainly the loyalty of some in his own party. And it should be noted that the deadline for more government fundings is still January 30th. So questions? Are they working behind the scenes to get something done while seeming to pose publicly, spitting at each other? Is Trump working behind the scenes? Are we even headed toward another government shutdown? Would a clean extension of subsidies be a bad thing? Will they actually vote on something next week or the week after? Can they get something done before they go home for the holidays? And while they go home to their families with their health care coverage and the ability to buy food for their holiday tables, do they really care about those people who say they'll be living hand to mouth or go without health care coverage? Is the system just plainly broken? Happy holidays, legislators! Or should we not give them that wish? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.